Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the National Organization of Social Security Claimants Representatives, fewer than half of people who apply for disability benefits, that's about 45%, are ultimately accepted, and that even getting a hearing takes an average of nearly 600 days. That's why our next guest says that you should know what Social Security disability offers, who is eligible, and what changes have occurred over the past several years. Don Pilzer is a disability law specialist and attorney with the Pilzer Klein Law Firm in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. Don, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So first of all, give us an overview of Social Security disability and how that differs from private disability.
Social Security disability ensures your ability to work broadly. It's paid for through payroll withholding. The disability insurance applies only if you can show that there's no gainful work that exists in significant numbers in the national economy that you can perform. So that's a very tough standard, not as liberal as a private disability. A private disability policy ensures your occupation. That's why there's still a reason to buy a private insurance policy. Now, the check you receive if you are awarded Social Security disability is the same check that you would get if you were fully retired at age 66. And furthermore, there are benefits for your children until they're 19 or out of high school, can receive a check for about half again as much as your own private insured amount.
And so I'm assuming that since, you know, it's very strict to qualify to receive Social Security disability, that's probably why fewer than half of those who apply are ultimately accepted. They don't know what the guidelines are?
That's correct.
And then the 600-day backlog to just get a hearing?
Yes. Reasonable minds can differ about whether a person is disabled. And there's some judgment calls that have to be made about how limited people are. Take something like pain. If a person hurts, they'll say, okay, I can't sit, I can't stand, I can't lift, I can't bend. And you've got to decide how believable that is. Unfortunately, medicine doesn't have a pain meter. They can't hook something to you and say, oh, yeah, you read an 80 on the pain meter, therefore we pay. We pay anybody that's over 75. It's not objective. Subjective complaints have to be associated with limitations of function, which then have to be intersected with the job demands of various jobs in the national economy, and it's all fairly complex, and it calls for a judgment call very often. At the agency level, when these claims are initially decided, they don't even talk to you very much. They don't look at you. They might send you to a doctor, but they'll have a doctor review your medical file and make an assessment of what your limitations should be in his opinion. A lot of claims get denied. Then they have to appeal and build the record, get the lawyer in, get the treating doctor to weigh in with an opinion, get a judge to actually sit down and listen to the person and see the person, and then make a judgment. And it all takes 2.5 years.
And so what happens if you end up qualifying, you're receiving Social Security disability payments, and then one day you discover a job that you can do while you're disabled? Can you take that job?
You absolutely can. And in fact, the Social Security Administration has extensive incentives to lower the risk because people are terrified, well, if I take a job, I'm going to have to go through that again. They're going to cut me off and make me wait 2.5 years to see a judge just because I thought I might be able to work and tried. Actually, you get to work for 9 full months and make as much money as you want. But you do have to tell the Social Security Administration you're testing your ability to work, and you get this trial work period. And if you work for 9 months, they will then say, oh, yes, it seems that you have a job. To reward you for getting off the rolls, we're going to pay you 2 more months anyway. But then you're gone. But then there's also a reinstatement period where if you lose that job for a reason related to your disability, and then you try to apply again, they're not supposed to put you through that 2.5-year ringer. They're supposed to reinstate your benefits for at least 6 months while they take a look at it.
Well, Don, it's a very complex topic. Thanks so much for sharing your information today.
Okay, thanks for talking to me.
Don Pilzer is a disability law specialist and attorney with the Pilzer Klein Law Firm. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.